Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Marcia Cook. Good story is a good story. What I'm going to be doing today is taking a question and answer period, and I started it probably around 3, but we just decided to do it today, so possibly people will be coming in late. I get a lot of messages that people have questions about what they want to know about books to movies, and I thought I would be on the air to answer them. And a lot of them said they'll be on at 3:15 or 3 o'clock, so we'll see, because they're all in different cities. So sometimes that happens when we're doing a show like this. And I thought I will talk a little bit about the books to movies, because a lot of people have very good books, and we're thinking of, you know, I'm a WGA signatory agent, and I'm thinking that a lot of the people that are writers that have been on my show and that I've read their books, they're very good and they should be movies. And I've had options for my scripts, but I've optioned a couple clients' books. It is very hard to get movies made from books as it is to get scripts out there. But this is a hard profession, but we keep going. So I think I've taken a lot of people's books, excuse me, and we will be putting it out shortly, and what books I have, and then I will be calling places, and then I'm asking the clients today when they come on to go on inktip.com. Inktip.com is for scripts and books. They don't have as many books on, but I'm believing that this would be the time now to put books on. I think that once people realize that some of these books, a lot of the writers can write books, but they can't write scripts. So, and in the business, I've been doing this for many, many years, and the business is where you send the scripts to the production companies. And what happens is, a lot of the production companies don't seem to like the scripts, and they're, you know, certain scripts have problems. But I'm thinking with the books, because most of these books that I will be, I think all of the books that I'm representing will be very good, and they will make very good movies. And then they will probably find someone from their company or hire somebody to do a script. Craig Clyde has done scripts for different companies, and I think that this way this assures the production company that they will be getting a good story, and that is what I'm going to be having, clients that have good stories. And shortly, I think people should be coming on. I do think that there's a lot of questions out there, and I'm more than happy to answer questions. I myself am doing some writing because I think it's important, and I think that sometimes we're over-self-promoting ourselves, and I think that I myself need a break to go back to writing, but we will be calling production companies from my office, from Marcus Bryan and Associates, and we will continue to do this for a while, and I want to just test the waters and see how this goes. I think it's going to go well, and I think I have the right clients, and I have the right books. And I think that this is going to be very interesting for all of us, and I think I will open the chat room now and see if anybody is coming, because I just decided to do this today, which didn't give people a lot of notice, but I did get calls and I did get emails that they will be coming in after 3. But right at this time, I'm trying to open the chat room. Okay. The chat room is connecting, and I would like to see if we have any chat. Let's see if that's working right now. And we'll see if this is working right now. So I'm going to right now go into the World Castle. Okay, I've opened the chat room right now. Let's see if it's opening. It's not opening, so that would be interesting. As usual, there'll be problems. Okay. What did happen here? That would be interesting. Let's see, chat room. Okay, it's still not opening. Well, there must be some problems here, so we'll try to work this out right now. This is what happens when it's live. Okay. Well, okay, the chat room isn't open, but the lines will be open. And we will start talking to some of the people that are in there. Sometimes we do have trouble. Let's see what happened here. Okay. Let's see. There we go. Okay. Let's see, the chat room is now open. Let's see how this goes. Okay, let's see. What happened here? Okay, if I can go back up here. See some of these calls. I know sometimes Skype doesn't work. We have some people that want to use Skype. So the world of electronics is here we are. So we will see what happens here. If we can get that going. How that works. All right. The chat room is open. Somebody has knocked me off there. Okay. Okay, in the meantime, we'll talk about Fran Lewis is having has a site now where the people can, anybody with a book that would like it reviewed, there are five reviewers in there, or six, I think there's six reviewers in there, and you will get a fair, good review, and that is starting, you know, that has started already. And I think Fran Lewis was going to come on here to talk about it a little, and she should be on a little later because everybody, what happened was we decided this 1, 2, 3. I should say I decided 1, 2, 3. And that's what happened here. So let's see what. Well, the chat room is now closed. So I. Okay, let's see what happened. All right. Lindsay. It's Marcia. Hi.
Hi.
It's about time we finally got together with the phone. Oh, my God. It's not that easy to get. And my friend's on, too, so I'm so glad you called in. Wait a minute. Okay.
I can't. I don't know why my sign-in number just doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, Fran, hi. Lindsay's on. Lindsay Kendall's on. Lindsay's on, too. It's so nice that you called. What time is it there, Lindsay?
9:15.
Yeah, I know. I just decided to do this today because everybody's asking questions, you know, and they want to know what I know because I'm starting everything next week. You know, I'm just trying to put everything out, and so I wanted to answer people's questions, but I don't know where they are. But anyway, it's really good to talk to you. So your new book is out?
Yes, yes. It's quite exciting at the moment, but quite busy as well. Because
it is good. That's great. That's good. Fran?
It keeps me active.
Yeah. Lindsay, can you, because I don't think you've sent any of your books to Fran Lewis, but you can probably send them to, Fran, what address are you giving people to send now to for your book reviews? If they can send them e-books.
They can go on to Facebook to reviewing your book, ask to join, and she's got to friend me first,
okay.
And then I can allow her to join it, and then I've got a whole bunch of people that can do e-books.
Right, right. So then they can now, because they opened that, Lindsay, and now you can get like Virginia's on there, and Delaney Oates, and Fran, and who you have, Martha?
Martha Cheeves, Sheila Deeth, Leanne Ann, and Tom Williams. And we are positive review people, and we allow just, you know, if somebody likes the book and it's 4 or 5 stars, then they can post it. If it's less than 3 stars and they feel that the book is not what they want, then they can't post it on the site because this is supposed to promote positive reviews for authors.
Okay.
That's the purpose of doing it.
What was that page called again?
It's called Reviewing Your Book. It's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I called it that. It's just Reviewing Your Book.
and
if you ask to join, I will definitely, because I am the only administrator there. I'm the only one that can allow, you know, anyone to join. So, you know, we're more than happy to have you, and I'm more than happy to. I don't read e-books, sorry, because I can't read anything online.
But other people read them, and Lindsay has good.
A lot
good
of
you,
they will.
Yeah,
and they will. Karen
writer.
Vaughn is good, and Karen's good. Lindy's, Delaney's great. Sheila's great, and I have a new reviewer, Leanne, and they're all great.
That's great. I'll have a look for that later on tonight.
Like Lindsay, you know what I want to? As long as you're on now, and some of the people didn't come in, I want to ask you a question. Now, when you're in the UK, so how do you promote your books there that differently than we do it here?
I don't know if it's differently or the same, really. I've done blog tours. I've
the same
actually,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, I've got two friends that actually organise tours that I'm going to be getting in contact with very soon, and hopefully they'll be able to come up with something as well for me. But I use Goodreads, Facebook, Twitter. I've got a review page myself with a friend. So, and our own blog there as well. So.
Right, is your friend doing reviews again? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Oh, it's a different friend. It's a different friend. The one that was originally doing
okay.
it.
Okay, I remember, yeah.
She can't do it anymore, but a friend actually only lives a few doors away from me. She's come on board on the blog and
good.
On Facebook, and it's growing. It's doing really well.
Oh, that's good. Okay. What's your blog so people can hear that? Because I don't know if I'll put the show out or not, but I think I might. You know, it depends, because there were a few minutes, you know, if we can, I can edit some of it at the beginning. What's your blog? I know I've been in it.
The review blog is I'm losing my voice. It's lnjviewsandreviews.blogspot.
Okay. Blogspot. Okay. All right.
Or they can find us on Facebook as Lindsay and Jane's Views and Reviews.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's hard. I mean, everybody, you know, and a lot of people, you know, everybody's going through the same thing. We're all asking questions. Everybody's asking questions. And I know you've never been on because it's always a different time. And I just, that's why, you know, I think today there are people wanting to come on, but they told me like 3:15, 3:30. So, I mean, you know, one of the things is, the reason I did this, I think you saw today what was going on. Everybody's asking questions, you know, and they want books to movies, but I don't know where they are. They're not here. They didn't call in. I'm doing, you know, because... You know, you're already my client, Fran is my client, and I'm going to start already because, you know, I think that, you know, it's a good way to start. I'm hoping this will work for people. You know, everybody is very good out there promoting, which Fran knows, and that's important when you, you know, are doing this with, you know, I've usually the clients that I have, a lot of them have not had their books published, but everybody's published, you know, now, and I think there's some very good books. Let's see who's here. Somebody else is here now, too. Okay.
Hi,
it's Marcia. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Who's that? Hello? I don't know who that is. Do you know? I don't even recognize that. Well, hello, it's Marcia. Well, I don't know who they are. Who could that be? Hello? Well, Lindsay, are you still on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Fran, I don't know. Well, all right.
I'm here.
I don't
What's
know
the area code?
There isn't one.
That's
they
a
might be Skyping,
number.
Too, because, no, Lindsay doesn't come up as a Skype either. Lindsay, I know that you review a lot and you do a lot of things, and, you know, that's good. You know, I mean, you're out there a lot. And you are a good writer, so that's a good thing. But, you know, it does take so much out of people. I mean, even on the news here today, they were saying people are getting addicted to Facebook and this is what's happening. And I don't know, did you get on Pinterest yet?
I don't even know what that is. I've joined so many different things.
I know. The Pinterest is pretty good. I mean, Fran, did you do that yet, the Pinterest? It really is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm on there.
I think it really is pretty good, Lindsay. I think it's working for people, I think, because these are a lot of readers out there rather than just writers. And I think that other people pin you, and it really is working out, I think, for people. You know, as far as selling books, you know, that's the problem. The bottom line is people, you know, everybody's getting a lot of places, but they're not selling as many books as everybody would like to.
No.
Which is, that's the hugest problem, I think.
I think it's quite hard to actually get yourself noticed as well at the moment, because there's that many people writing and there's that much competition out there. That
there's so much, it's unbelievable.
You're lucky if you do get noticed.
I know, it's hard. It is hard, you know. I mean, it really is because, you know, but what we're doing, that's why with Blog Talk and all these things, it helps. But the thing is, most people out there are not buying each other's books. And I think what happened now is because everybody goes on for like the 99 cents or free days. So what's happening is that everybody's waiting for the free days.
Yeah. I've done a few promotions like that myself where it's been on for free. The only trouble with that is that I've had people contacting me through Goodreads especially, asking me why my book's no longer available through Barnes & Noble for the Nook. That's the only problem. And, you know, there's people...
But your books, aren't your books available there? I mean...
Not while it's on the deal with Amazon.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, see, that's it. And see, what happened with me, right, it's not available. And that's, see, that's the other thing. So, when Fran, are you still on the bar? Are you still
I'm
on
here.
No, I mean,
yeah,
are you still on the, are you still on the Kindle thing? Are you on the Kindle?
I'm not really sure what she has me on. I had said that I wanted to go on Smashwords and ebook. And I think so far I'm still on
Kindle. You can't be on that. Right, right. Once, Lindsay, how much time do you have left to with this for you on Kindle?
I'm not sure. I know it was 90 days.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what date we actually went on and did it.
Yes, I bet. Are you going to go on Smashwords and ebooks and everything else? I mean, see, that's the thing, because when you're on Kindle, you're not on everything else.
No, that's the problem. And one of my friends has a Sony e-reader, and she can't download the books anywhere.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It's getting. I think what happened is, hello, it's Marcia. Did you want to talk? I don't know who this, I don't know who it is, actually. I have no idea.
Is it the same person?
There's no number.
You might
number.
Not want to know. You might not want to know.
All right, well, I know. Well, we'll leave my, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they can't get through. You know, sometimes these lines, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I was having trouble signing in before.
Yeah,
I
couldn't. I know. That's the problem. Are you in the chat room? Because I didn't. I opened it, but.
Yeah, now I am. I'm here with Charlotte. She's in the chat room, too.
Oh, Charlotte's in the chat room? Okay. Does she want to ask anything?
No, she asked me something. It's okay.
Okay.
See, we're just chatting away here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lindsay, you know, is there anything you want to ask? Because I know you don't get on much. And is there anything you want to talk about? Because you're on now and other people didn't come on yet.
This is all out of my depth. I'm in way over my head where this Books to Movies is concerned. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
I don't know how it goes out. I don't know. Anything.
Okay, then I'll tell you a little bit about this. Okay, this is what happens. Okay, when you have, like, I do scripts also, but when you call production companies, what happens is sometimes, like, there's a lot of scripts out there, and actually a lot of these scripts are not that good, and the production companies are not that happy. So if you've noticed that a lot of movies are now books.
Yeah.
And so, you know, normally a lot of them are wanting bestsellers and whatever, but lately with the market is changing, and I think this might be the right time. I've had a couple of my clients' works optioned, their books, and I think, you know, sometimes it works, but it's very hard to get, because what they go out, let's say another production company wants your book, and I you will have your rights. You don't give away your rights. All it is it means that once they option your book, they're just optioning it to go out to production companies to try to get money to see if they can make this as a movie. They don't. We're not giving away any rights of your book and all your sales, and I don't get that either. It's all that still remains the same. All I'm doing is sending it to production companies to see if they want to do it as a movie.
Right.
So it, you know, so that. So you don't lose any of your rights, and actually there's not much to lose. It's a lot to gain, because if somebody does want to take it as a movie, then there's a different contract that comes in. This, my contract, is just basically for me to go out there and talk to production companies and see if they want to, you know, try to go out and get money, because it takes a lot of money to make movies.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
And it really takes a lot, you know. And one of the things is, I mean, if there's any, like, you know, because you're already my client, and I'll be sending the contracts back, but if there are any people that you know of, like in the UK, that sometimes they're not listed here, and if there's somebody you want me to contact, just let me know, and then we'll contact him or her, you know, with your book. Sometimes it works, you know. I mean, I also think there's another site. It's called inktip.com, and people go in and they put their movies, or, you know, their books on there or their scripts, and people, there's a lot of production companies in there. I think they charge like $60 for 6 months, but sometimes it's really worth it to see what market and what kind of production companies are going in, because as an agent, I can go in and see who's looking at it, but as a person, you can't really do that, but an agent can do that. So I can see and get some idea of which type of production companies might be looking at your work, whether they're not asking for it, but at least they went into your log line and your synopsis to see what your story is all about. So, I mean, it's a good process. Getting a movie made is very hard, but it's not impossible.
No,
and I think.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a few on Facebook recently saying that they've got movie deals. I don't know how they've done that. But
see, sometimes though, when they get an option, it's not really a done deal. Like I have an option on one of mine, and it's not a done deal. The movie's not made yet. I gave them permission to go out with my script, and then they're hopefully going to make a movie of it.
So if you contact somebody and they say, right, I want to option Borderlines,
right,
and they take it, how long do they?
Okay. It depends. Like, some people give it for a very long time. I really don't like to do a long time because if they can't do it, even though it does take a long time sometimes to get money, the problem is, in your case, in everybody's case with the books, it's not as bad as, let's say if I have a script and I give it to somebody, then I can't send the script anywhere else to any other production company.
Mm-hmm.
But with a book, you can still sell your book. So it doesn't really matter. It's not, you're not losing anything. Like if you have a script, you can't do anything with that script once somebody options it. But with a book, you can still go out and sell your book. You can have book signings. You can do whatever you want. And then they go out and they're trying to find money to make your movie, you know, your book into a movie. And it does take quite a few production companies sometimes to make one movie.
I'm coming. Marcia, I got to go.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Hey. You know, so you're not going to lose anything. Let's see. Somebody's here right now. Let's see who this is. Okay. Hello? Hello? No, that's... Okay. This is fine. Wait a minute. Oh, boy. Let's see. I can get them on here. Okay. Hello? It's Marcia. Who's
hello.
This?
Hello.
Hi.
Sheldon.
Oh, hi, Sheldon. Hi. Lindsay's on. And we have somebody else on, which I have no idea who that is. They're not talk. They may just want to listen. Lindsay, did you ever talk to Sheldon on the phone or at all?
Oh, no.
There you go. Lindsay, this is a good time for Lindsay now.
I've only ever spoken to Ashley. I've never heard, well, I've heard people's voices, but I've never spoken with anybody but her.
I know. This is great. This is good that you can talk. Sheldon is a client, too. Sheldon is also going to take books to movies. We're doing his, too, you know. And, Sheldon, do you have any questions to ask or, you know, anything you want to know about? Because I know a lot of people want to know. That's why I decided to do this today, but they're not on yet. You know, I know everybody has, you know, questions. But so what I'm trying to do is give people the answers of what, you know, because it's not everybody. This is a whole different market than books.
Well, yes, exactly. And I did a little... You know, you asked for a one-page synopsis, and I looked at the that website, the Ink something.
Inktip.
Yeah, and all the synopses were, and they said write them very simply for.
I know.
Because the people who are going to be reading them aren't going to be very sophisticated. They almost said.
Yeah.
And then all of them that I read, they didn't tell the whole story. They got to the climax and then they hung and said, okay, what will happen now?
Yeah.
How they all kind of ended. So I tried to end mine that way.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Like somebody else is on too. You know, see, this is the problem. The problem is they don't really always know what they want. And, you know, writing, let me see who's on. Let's see.
Hi, Marcia. This is Jeff Horton.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Lindsay's on and Sheldon is on.
Hi.
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 You get to talk to them. Lindsay, see, this is the first time Lindsay's really been on any of these shows because it's always the wrong time. So she's on today. We're happy about that. That's a good thing.
I know. I'm all excited tonight.
No, it is nice to be on, to talk to people. You know, it really is. I mean, it's a good group. And, you know, Sheldon, you're right about that. It's very hard. You know, Jack Remick was on Joanne's Buchanan show a lot of times. He's going to be on my show the 22nd, I think. And he's really good. I don't know, Lindsay, I don't know if you've heard. I think you've been on in the morning. You've heard Jack Remick, I think, talk about script writing and things like that. Did you ever hear him on Joanne's show?
No,
I never did.
Not that I can remember.
No, he'll be on. And he's really good, and he talks about a lot of different things about scripts and books. But he was saying that in Hollywood, a lot of times they like a novella, because in Hollywood they don't like to read. I mean, they really don't want to read like a 500-page book. So if it's a small book, it's probably a very good way to get a screenplay done. It's simplified. And when he said that on Joanne's show, it made sense. Even though I've been doing this for years and years, when he said that, it kind of made sense to me, because when somebody, let's say they would buy your book, somebody's going to have to redo, you know, do the script. And the longer the book, the harder it is. And if it's a smaller book, it will be easier for them to adapt it to a screenplay.
Well, that's why I thought, you know, my book's in three parts. And if you just took out the middle part of my book, that would make a great movie. But all three parts, it's kind of long.
Yeah. See, well, you know, occasionally they do a long movie, but a lot of things, I think you probably all know that, like, for an hour and a half sometimes there's, you know, that's what, they're 90 minutes now rather than 2 hours, because every minute is a page. So when they do a script, let's say the pages used to be between 90 and 120, but now a lot of them are like 100 minutes, 98 minutes, you know, because it, every minute they're on as a movie, it costs money.
Yep.
So I think it's probably a good thing for everybody right now. You know, the market, you know, I think this is a good time, you know, because naturally everybody's more available because of Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, I mean, and all of the things, you know, the blog talk shows. So, I mean, as long as the market is this way right now, this is why I think it's a good time for the books. And they're taking so many books for movies, and I think this would be the right time. You know, we all hope that everything is going to stay the same, but we know it's not, because you don't know what's going to happen with anything. If Facebook will be here, if they're, you know, something else will be here. But I think right now, when we've all got the chance to get out there and meet people and talk to people, I think this is a good thing. Facebook is not a place where anybody's selling things. They're just meeting people. So I think that's everybody knows that pretty much now. I mean, everybody's trying to sell books, like, you know, Lindsay was saying too, how many people are actually, you know, in this now. There's thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people actually right now out there selling books. So we're in a large crowd, you know. Does anybody have any questions to ask me, you know?
Marcia, I came on a little bit late. I heard a little bit of the broadcast before I called in. But what is it exactly that you're kind of helping to get books in front of people?
Well, I am a WGA agent. I've been one for 16 years. Yeah, but the thing is, I haven't. The last couple years, I've been, you know, trying to do books and promoting and trying to learn how to do a lot of different things, because I myself too, you know, PR is very, if to hire PR people, it's very expensive, so you have to do it yourself. And this has taken up so much time for everybody, but I, in the past, have taken a lot of clients with their scripts and books, but I think right now it's a good time for people, books, I mean, when we call production companies, I'm going to try to, you know, to have a lot of books, because when you call production companies and you say to them, what are you looking for, they say, what do you have? And so if I have a lot of different types, because you never know what genre they're looking for. If they did a horror film, doesn't mean next year they'll do a horror film. They could want a romantic comedy. They could want, you know, something else. They could want a drama, a mystery. And so if I go in there with a lot of different types of good books, then I think that there are a lot of companies that will read books. Some of them not yet. That's why, you know, I think it'll be upcoming. I think it's a good way for people to get out there, and I'm going to try to push it the best I can, because I do believe, after having so many people that write scripts and getting rejected with their scripts because they're not happy with it, I'm thinking they're looking for a great story, good idea, but they might not like the script. But this way, if they see the book and they like the book, they'll hire somebody to do the script, and everybody's happy then.
So you would kind of be acting as an agent too, Marcia?
As an agent, just for that. I'm not taking the rights to it. And so in the contract, I added something, because I just want people to understand that it says the contract is for the sole purpose of sending the author's books to production companies to market their books to a film, for a film project. Whoever my clients are, they can sell books and promote themselves in whatever way they want as far as their book. You can go out, and I don't get anything for that. I just, you know, I'm just trying to get it with the production company. So you're pretty much can do everything you've done in the past, you know, except try, because you can't go to production companies yourself. I can, because I am an agent. So, and And I think it might be good for people now. And I also think that Pinterest, there's a lot of people. I took a web series seminar. They had something on for like 1 hour, and I was listening to it, and people are putting their books on, and it's reaching a lot of people. I mean, it's a huge thing, and the people that are on there are production companies. There's everybody's on there. So, I mean, it's like production companies, regular people. There's, you know, there's maybe agents. There's different people there, and there's also people buying books. Whereas on Facebook, I think we all are pretty much knowing that they're not buying our books. They're on Facebook. They have to go somewhere else to buy. They're either on Amazon or with the Kindle now, you know, and like Fran was saying before, and I think Smashwords, she wanted to get on, and all the e-books. A couple of years ago, there weren't all these choices.
So how do you make your money on that market?
Well, if the script sells. Otherwise, you don't get anything. Yeah.
So you get a percentage of it if they end up making a movie.
Right, because I send the contract out that the guild is, that's the one I use, and I get a percentage. I just, 10% or 15% for foreign. That's what I get if it sells. If not, nothing. So really, at this point, people have a lot more to gain than lose, and I do this for years. I believe in it, and agents don't make money until they sell something, and that's, But the last couple years I've been trying to promote my books and write books and do, scripts also. I mean, there's so much to do out there. We all know this. It's overwhelming. That's what one of the problems is. It's overwhelming, and we're all going in different directions. So I'm thinking this because I saw people that, online they're saying, they want to get – because if you get an option, that doesn't mean that the option is – forever. If the option expires, you don't sell it. And you don't sometimes get money for it.
Now, I was talking with a company who seemed to have some interest, but they seemed to be interested in getting the book rights, as print rights, as well as the
That's
film
a whole
rights.
Different thing. Right, that's a whole that's, different thing, and that can be a lot. You have to really be careful with that.
You don't want to go down, really, isn't it?
Right. Sometimes you've got to be very careful.
Down. I turned them down because I was not willing to relinquish that. But, that's not normal then, right?
Well, no. But they'd have to pay you for that.
The film rights, they usually would pay for, right?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing about contracts. Like I tell people, even when we get an option, let's say I have had options on one of my clients' books, you have to be very careful that they don't lose any rights. And a lot of times if some contracts are very, very confusing to everybody, so you're better off getting a lawyer because I'm not a lawyer. However, you have to make sure that your client gets, the certain rights that they should. Like let's say if it was a script, if I sold my script to someone, I want to know if they're going to do a book. They can't, you have to make sure that because in the script market it's completely different. There's no book unless some people, I have one of my Love Changes, there is a script, but I have to rewrite my script. But the thing is that you got to be very careful with contracts because you could be giving away rights that you don't want to give away. You have to make sure there's foreign rights and anything else that they do, in the other days, video, CDs, everything has to be in your favor because otherwise you don't want to just give away everything. You want to make sure that you get a piece of everything that they get.
Now, do you work with multiple production companies?
Yeah, we did. I did. Yeah, we call production companies. And a lot of the problem is that because money was very tight, a lot of the production companies weren't making as many movies as they did. And the people that are making the movies, a lot of them have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you got to go out there, and it's expensive. And you've got to – even a small budget movie is still a lot of money to make. So with my contracts, what I'm doing, it's just books to movies. If they want it, then we'll see what kind of contract they give. But you don't lose your rights. I wouldn't want my clients to lose the rights to the books unless they want to pay money, a lot of money for the book rights.
Right.
But not just for nothing. Yeah, you have to be careful. But I still say, even on my own deals that I've gotten, I'd like to have a lawyer look at it just to be sure. Because, some contracts have like 10 pages.
But they normally will, as I did a little research, it looks like they may option it, and they may give you anywhere from $500 to a few thousand just for the option for 1 to 2 years. And then after that, if they decide to make the movie, and they actually do, then when it goes into production, they generally will pay you some amount.
Yeah,
you have to protect your client.
Right. You have to protect your client, yes. But see, the thing is, sometimes, like with a script, sometimes with a script, though, if they have the rights with a script, let's say, you know, if you let them have it for 3 years, that means you can't send your script anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not a good deal for any of my clients. I don't like that. Because with a script, if I give them a year, usually, and if there's no money, that's it. Because I don't want any of my clients, if I was signing a deal, I wouldn't want that either, because then I can't send my script to any other production company. Because once you have an option, you cannot send it out. But with a book, it's different. You know, because my clients that have had books, they do whatever they want. They go out and book signings. It has nothing to do with it. They don't lose their rights, because you have to be really careful not to lose your rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you want to give it, but not for no money. You know, I mean, because this is your book.
So if we want to do this, Marcia, what do we do?
Well, just tell me. You know, wait. You can send me your book, and I'll look at it. And you know, a lot of the books. You know, the good thing is you know, I'm trying to take as many people now as I can, because I used to have like 40, 50 scripts of people, but I want to have enough material to go with, because I never know what they're going to look for. And they don't know. They really don't. Sometimes they like to look at my list. That's what the log line, which Sheldon will tell you, is very hard to write. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
The log line, the two sentences. But everybody that, you know, I'm taking right now, because you have books, and you've been at least trying and doing things. A lot of my clients in the past, I wanted to help a lot of people that have never been out there. So they were getting very impatient. And you really can't. You know, it takes time, all of this. You know, I used to be impatient, but I learned how to do this business. You can't be. I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. And it's doubly hard to have people really keep writing. You know, and that is... You know, that is my goal, and that's what Fran isn't on the phone right now, but she was telling Lindsay, because we never get to talk to Lindsay, that actually she has a group of reviewers that are reviewing books. But if the reviews are not in their favor, they're not going to put it out, because we really want people to be out there, because sometimes people are reviewing books that are not reviewers, and they give people, you know, like 1 star or 2, and they have never read the genre before. And that's not fair. And, you know, I'm not thrilled about I don't go for a lot of book reviews, because I just think you should go to have some reviews. And a lot of people believe they need a lot of them, which is true, but I don't know that people are selling. I know, Lindsay, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like you want, I know you like to get reviews.
I do, but I take them off. I take some of them with a pinch of salt. I know some people go on there and write 1 or 2 sentences. And you can tell they've never actually read my book in the first place, because what they're saying the story is about is nothing like it.
Yeah,
so there's some false ones as well.
Yeah, see that's it. Fran, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, we're talking about book reviews. You know, as long as we're on, and, you know, Lindsay never gets to hear any of this, I know, because she's always a different time. You want to talk again, I know, because, you know, there's Jeff is here, and there's a few people here. You know, Sheldon's here now.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Sheldon.
Hi.
And maybe you want to just talk about that again, the book reviews, because it's so important. I mean, I really believe that what you're doing is good with the very good book reviewers.
Well, look, tell it to some of the other people. I was just dealing with something. when I do a book review, it tends to be detailed, and that's just the way it is. I did ask somebody before if they wanted a detailed review or an endorsement, and that's okay. So if you tell me before I read 700 pages or 500 pages that you just want 3 paragraphs and an endorsement, then that's okay. But once a review is done by one of my reviewers, it stands the way it is. That's the other thing. I will not post a review that's negative. I won't post a review that's less than 4 stars, because that's not the purpose of what I'm doing. The site is called Reviewing a Book, and Sheldon, I added you, by the way. You're on there. I'm pretty sure I added you. If I didn't, just ask me to add you. And
I'm pretty
Jeff,
sure you
if
did.
You want me to, I'm pretty sure I did. We have 8 people that are reviewing. We have Delaney, myself, Sheila Deeth, Leanne, and we've got a whole bunch of people that are reviewing that are really, really good, and they're honest. And the purpose of this site is to get some positive feedback for authors, because I'm really sick and tired of people, you know, being discouraged when they get a 1 or 2 star review, and that's just because somebody does. Half the time when those reviews come out, the person never even read the book.
So that's what Lindsay was saying, one or two sentences, they never read the book. Yeah.
I know they didn't read the book, and sometimes even when they write several paragraphs, you can tell that they never really read the book, or they don't understand what the author says, and you don't get bugged by it. It really doesn't matter. The only thing I will say is that if I see a negative on a review that's posted on my site by a reviewer, if I see that, I will email it to the author. If the author feels that the negative is going to hurt the sales of the book or they don't want it there, I'm going to delete the post. And I've deleted quite a few posts today in general.
Yeah.
If anybody has a difficulty with a person on the site, if somebody writes something that isn't nice or says something that you don't particularly like, you need to email me and I will delete the post. That's not the purpose of this. The purpose of it is to help authors. Once you post a thing on reviewing your book, you can post it on my Facebook wall, and I have another review site, which is called Fran Lewis's Reviews, on Facebook, and you can put it there. And if you want me to, I can post it on my blog and put it on yours, too.
But also, but you give a good – actually, your review is more like a synopsis, too, then. I mean, because I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I give my opinion of the book, and I'll tell you what your strengths are. And your weaknesses are, but I don't go at it. In other words, if I feel that a plot line needs to be stronger, I'll say the plot line might be stronger if you had done this. It doesn't mean that it's bad that you did that.
But you
I'm
also
not
want
going
to say
for,
you want to say one
yeah.
thing though, that you were a writing instructor for all those years. So just so people
yeah,
know.
Yeah, well,
that.
For I'm a reading and writing staff developer. I'm a writing professional. I taught kids in school. That's what I did for all my life. I work with children that were reluctant readers and writers. So if I can get children in a New York City public school to love to write, then I love to write also. And they wrote positives, too. And the one thing that they would come away with is after they wrote something and they owned it, it was theirs, they were an author. And no matter what they wrote, I would never say anything awful. I would just say, you know, we have to fix your grammar, but your ideas are great. And I don't think that anyone has the right to tell anyone that they should stop writing because they don't know, you know, because they make mistakes or you don't agree with what they've written. And, you know, that's just me. You know, there's so many negative reviewers in the world, and we all know. You know, we've
yeah.
all seen them. I mean, even Patterson and Barry, everybody gets a negative review. But it's the way it's written. If somebody's going to give you a negative review, then they need to say, you need to do this better or whatever, and give you something constructive. Not that book is garbage and stop writing. That's not a professional reviewer. That's just somebody that's being mean.
I've seen a lot of those.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
I'll
say them so personal.
Yeah. It's
hard not to.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah,
not to.
Yeah, you can't.
I know what we're all trying to. I mean, I think basically what we're trying to do is, you know, try to help people and trying to also be together
yeah.
and be, you know, trying to be supportive for people, not supportive.
Yeah.
Because when you're writing, you know, yesterday on the show I had these four women on. They were great. They were talking about, you know, there's a group in Texas where they help each other a lot. They become friends now. They're very different people, but they all help each other. And it was really incredible listening to them because they really like each other and they're helping each other. Even if they don't like the genre, they're still helping them write. So that's really nice to do, you know, because people are so fast to give an opinion, you know, and say like, oh, I don't like this. Well, that's, you know, there's somebody that worked very hard on this, you know.
Right.
And it's not right to do that to people. So I have always been an advocate of people trying to help people, and I just, you know, and that's one of the things. I think certently in World Castle, everybody is trying to help everybody, which is a nice thing, you know. And we're all in this for whatever, you know. And some days are good and some days are bad. But I think what's happening with the Facebook is, and all these things, I think that most people are starting to want to write more now because we all realize it does get very tiring for people and overwhelming. I think very overwhelming for everybody.
I agree.
You know, and not in a good way anymore. I mean, even now they're talking, even now today, and what I said before, there was a news, you know, on the news they're saying, are you addicted to Facebook? And they were asking all these questions, you know, are you on all the time? If you don't check your email, are you upset? You know, and even myself, when I go on at night, I go like, well, I don't think I should do this. And I go, okay, fine, I'll look at it. And then I start answering people. And that's what happened today. I figured I can do this, and then maybe people will listen to it afterwards because I know this is very difficult for people to understand books to movies. Because I'm the same as everybody else. That's what I want people to understand. I'm an author and a screenwriter, and I've been through the mill, so I know. And the thing is, it's not easy. But I want people to, because I know not everybody understands everything right away. It's taken me like 20 years to learn all of this. You can't, and even now, no matter how many shows I have, I always learn something from somebody. And that's one of the reasons Fran has shows, I have shows, Virginia, because I learn from the guests. Because a lot of these people have great ideas. And I think it's very dangerous when people think that they know everything, and I think they have nothing to learn, and that's bad. Because I think, I'm telling you, over the last 2 years since I've been doing the radio shows, I have learned so much about book writing and how what people are doing. And I think that that's a good thing that everybody's helping each other. And we're all in the same boat, and we really, you know, none of us, all of us want to write more. That's the problem. And so I'm trying to figure out myself how to do things where I don't have to do this because I think it takes hours and hours. And Sheldon, you know how much you do. You do a lot.
Yeah. I have time. I don't have a day job. So I don't know how people who have day jobs do any of this stuff.
It's hard, you know, because like Lindsay has never talked to you either because she's always in a different time zone as all of us. And that's the thing. A lot of us are in different time. I think, I don't know who else is from the U.K. I don't think Lindsay, is there anybody else that's with World Castle that's from the U.K.? I don't think so.
There is. There's Denise, May.
Denise? Okay, she is. All right, okay.
And Jack Hester?
Okay. Because I actually emailed Denise Mann, is it M-A-I, because I emailed her separately. I don't know if she works or not. I emailed her to tell her about this, you know, because I think she had sent me something and I didn't get the email. But basically, okay, I think what Jeff, you asked me, what you could do is if you send me the book and then I'm sending the contracts, you know, and people have signed them back to me. And my editor, Jeff, who also has written a horror script with me, he's a really good editor. He's going to come in tomorrow, and I want to straighten this all out, get everybody's books out there and put the log lines together and so we can call production companies. And whoever missed the part, I'm putting my book on inktip.com. It's inktip.com. And I'm going to be doing that because this way I want to see who's maybe looking at my book. You know, and then I can call. So if anybody does put themselves in there, if you put my name down, they know me there as Marcus Bryan, and that you and I'll be able to look and see who's looking in, and we can see. It's kind of like what type of production company is looking in, and it does help sometimes.
I might have to do that on my next payday, I think.
Yeah, I know. But see, and the other thing is, which we all know, this starts to become very expensive for everybody. Because if you have to buy books and you have to send it out, and for, you know, we're all doing this. So that's, you know, the good thing is the e-books are out there, and hopefully more and more people will be reading e-books, and I think that's true. I mean, myself with the children's books, it's difficult because it's still not taken over with the children's market yet. It's just not happening yet.
So, Marcia, we can send you the e-books?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll look
I'll
at yeah,
I'm
take
a
look.
Three of mine, so I'll have those
okay,
out
good.
To you shortly.
Okay, good. You know, and always, you know, what I can say to people is always, like, if they're not sure about what to do, if somebody gets a contract, check with a lawyer or somebody that really knows, you know, a contract. Because you know, a lot of people are out there now, and they really, I mean, that's one of the things. There's a lot of people out there that are very dishonest. They are, you know, and... I see people come to me all the time, and they've already spent $10,000 to get a self-published book out there, and that's horrible. Now, Willow is coming on. Willow Cross will be on my show on Friday, and with Jackie Wright, I think she's coming in with Jennifer Wright, and I think, but Willow is self-published, and she does very well getting out there, so she's going to talk about that. I am too self-published, you know, beside my Love Changes, but I self-published Love Changes twice, which is one of my problems with Love Changes now. It's out. Amazon doesn't take the cover off. So I have three different books as Love Changes, which is very confusing. So, you know, but it's okay. You know, I do love Karen's you know, what she did, the cover of Kieran's. It's really beautiful. And Kieran does, you know, everybody's got good covers. And Lindsay, well, you do covers, Lindsay. You do them.
I do.
So you want to talk for a minute about that, so people don't know that, because they never really heard you. So, okay, you do covers. How many?
I've done Laetitia and Betrayal for my own book. And I've done Zero Balance and Ashley's new one that she's just self-published, The Ramblings of a Mad Southern Woman.
Oh, the ones with the poems in it, her new book?
Yeah.
But she's doing good with that, yeah. Because I heard you on her show. You were on her show, though. That I heard. You were on her show.
That was quite funny because we couldn't get Skype to connect at all at first, and we didn't think it was actually going to take place.
But it did. It did. I heard it.
I was a nervous wreck.
I know. Well, that's how I am at every show. Fran, should we talk about that? Because, you know, the thing is, when you're doing these things, this is live. And this is, you don't know, like today, you know, I don't know if people were chatting or not chatting, you know, and like yesterday, I know, yeah, right, but like yesterday, Sandra wasn't on, I don't know what happened, I have to call her, I don't know what happened, and I just did the show, and, you know, it's almost like the show goes on, and, it, you know, and like every time, like sometimes Virginia will have that 5 minutes before a show, like I've had that where the guests forgot about it, occasionally, remember Fran, I mean, we've all had that, so, I mean,
yes.
You know, this is live, you know, and we've all had issues. But I think the good thing is that everybody accepts, you know, us all for who we are. I mean, you know, this is just who we are. And I think that that's one of the good things. At least people can talk to people. I think that for you now, Lindsay, you've at least talked to some people you've never talked to before. And there's only so much you can do. If somebody else is here. There's only so much you can do sometimes with email because you don't get their voice. And sometimes you need to hear their voice.
Whoa.
Let's see who's on. Hello, it's Marcia.
That kind of thing?
Who's here? Marcia. 855.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm on a radio show, too.
Oh, this guy. Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't expecting a phone call from you.
Right.
No, Matt, I don't have any of her cards.
Who's 855? I have
write it down and tell her. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. They're on the air now. Hello? Hello, hi, it's Marcia. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Oh, hi. Well, hello. You got a lot of us here. Now, Lindsay's here. And
yeah.
Fran is here. Fran Lewis
hi, Karen.
Sheldon
hi.
And Jeff. That's why I called you, Karen. That's what I called. I'm sorry. I knew you could, when you said you couldn't. I just wanted to tell you I decided to do this today.
Okay. Well, you know, as I sent you the email, I said I didn't know if that was enough advance notice beforehand
or
not.
It wasn't, but I saw people chatting about it, and I thought I would just try to explain to them, and then maybe I'll just keep this where people will be able to hear what we're saying.
Link.
You know, so do you... Yeah. Do you have any idea what anybody might want to know? Because, you know, you talk to a lot of different people, Karen.
No, not really. I mean, you know, they just pretty much ask me, you know, what kind of experience you have
right.
and stuff like that. And I told them that you were an
yep.
agent for this before you ever came to me. So
yeah. See, I think one of the things is a lot of people, you know, I do make a huge mistake a lot of times on my show. I really don't say what I do. And I'm just always thinking, myself, oh, they'll look on Facebook or they'll look on, you know, but they don't, you know. And, I should say I've been doing this 20 years. I'm a WGA signatory agent on the East, it's WGA East. And I've written books and I've written screenplays. I've had screenplays optioned. And now I do the show for the last 2 years. So I guess I know that is a fault. I know I should do this. You know, that's what happens a lot of time. Virginia and I, we start talking on our show and we don't say this. And I know it's a bad thing to do because people don't know who I am. And it was actually very funny the other day. Somebody, I was going to take them as a favor to somebody. And I said, okay, I'll take their book on because I don't want to really do books now to go to publishers. It's impossible. So I was going to do it. And then her mother used to be an agent or whatever. I don't know what happened. But then she said there wasn't enough information out on me. I go, like, are you serious? I mean, I've been doing this for 2 years. I've done over 150 shows. I'm out there as much as I could be. They hear my voice. They can call me. They can look at what I've done. They can see all the books I've done. They can see that I have screenplays. They can look on the WGA list at the Writers Guild and see my name. So I, you know, so I guess I don't talk about enough what I do, but this is what I do, you know, and I don't want people to be uncomfortable, which is one of the reasons I gave short contracts, because in my contract, anybody could leave at any time. And I renew your contract after a certain amount of time if you want it, but I don't want anybody to feel that they're with me for a lot of years. And, Karen, you know, you don't give a huge contract either.
No,
because some people
have
5 years, and I don't want to do that to anybody. That's I wouldn't sign something for 5 years.
I've seen one go up to 7 years.
That's bad.
I actually saw one that didn't have a release date.
Oh, that's bad.
I think 10 years.
Yeah, and the author signed it not knowing that, you know, they're pretty much in that forever.
Oh, my God. Even marriage isn't forever, so I don't know. That's not a, oh, my God, that's not a good thing. Whew.
No.
Yeah. See, so that's it. You know, so I think that that's one of the reasons I did this. I'm going to do something like this again because, I mean, I try on my shows to say everything, but I, you know, if I do that on my shows, it's like I'm talking about me, and I don't really want to do that. You know what I mean? That isn't the purpose of my shows. So, and Fran, you don't do that. We don't do that either a lot of times, and that's why sometimes I have Fran on because she's talking to authors and not about herself. So people don't know that she's actually a reading expert. It wasn't like she just one day decided to do a book review. So I think that people, she's done it for 36 years, right?
Yes, I did for the
yeah.
New York City.
So I think that that's one of, I think that is not a good thing, you know, that we do. I mean, we probably should say that more, and we don't,
yeah.
You know. And I just think that that's why I like to hear like people hear my voice, because I always feel like sometimes it's so much better to talk to somebody at least once, you know, so at least you know what they're like. Because on Facebook, you can't tell all the time, you know, how somebody is. And, you know, you just don't know. And I think now with Skype and everything, it's a good thing. But I think, like I was saying before, World Castle, I think everybody's trying to help each other out, which is a very, very good thing. And I think that, you know, Karen, you know you're trying your best to get everybody out there. It's not easy.
Not 100% easy, no.
Yes. Not 100%. But, you know, Fran, we were just talking about this before. I'll ask you as well. Now, people are on the Kindle for a certain amount of
yes.
time. Now, what about the Smashwords? I mean, I know I'm on that other things. Are you considering doing this, the whole e-book thing with Smashwords, or what do you think about that? Market.
Which one? Karen? Me?
Yeah, Karen. But I want Karen.
Oh, I thought
I know,
you were talking to Fran.
Well, Fran, we
no,
were talking
Karen.
About that before, but you didn't hear that because, Fran, we want, you know, I'm on Smashwords.
I wasn't on the phone.
Right, right. So,
well, no, I have people on Smashwords and
yes,
stuff
I
like
know.
That. The ones that I don't have locked in the KDP program, you know, for the 90-day uh-huh. increments are
right.
everywhere.
Okay.
I mean,
right,
I don't,
be, yeah.
once they come off the KDP program, they go back out and are distributed everywhere again.
Okay. All right. Now,
that's
you know, another
thing.
Right. Okay. So then another thing is with, you know, with Barnes & Noble, everybody is concerned about this, but I think I've made my decision now. I'm almost not going to do what I did with Barnes & Noble because they are, it's not about World Castle. It's not about anything. They don't like to have a lot of book signings, and they don't help people. So I think that hopefully someday they'll realize this would be very good for them to have a lot of us there. In any Barnes & Noble. Lindsay, have you tried to be in Barnes & Noble in the UK? There, do they have store like, you know, they have stores like that right here, there?
There's, I mean, I was published before I came to World Castle. And my book, oh, hang on, my phone's going to ring. My book was, our biggest bookstore over here is called Waterstones.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is the equivalent of your Barnes & Noble.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the shelf in there. And, I mean, it did do quite well. But the first print that they did sold out. However, it was an absolute nightmare with them after that. So I think...
So it's hard. I think that's what's happening to everybody. I mean, you know, Karen, you know, I mean, whatever you're trying to do, it, you know, it depends on whichever Barnes & Noble it is, right? Depending on.
Yeah, because some of them are a lot better to deal with than others.
Yeah, yeah. It is very
really just depends on who's in management.
Yeah. Sheldon, do you have anything to say about that, or is there any? I mean, do you have a lot of?
I was just making a snide remark about Amarillo versus Lubbock.
Well, that was see, that's the point. You know, see, now
that was a night and day experience, wasn't it,
right.
Sheldon?
Well,
yes, it was.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the thing. And, you know, I don't know, I mean, Walmart and the other places, you know, they're just, all they get so many phone calls. This is the thing. There's so many writers out there. This is a big problem. I mean, so, you know, I think what we're all trying to do is the best we can and hope for the best. Because I don't know what more any of us could possibly do except wait for a lot of the people that really aren't good writers to leave. And they may, and I see this happening, though. A lot of people are disappearing. You know, and because once they realize that they're not making $1 million, they don't. Because this is hard. This is really hard. We all know this. You know, and Karen, you've got how many? You've got a lot of authors now.
Yeah, I don't even know how many authors I have. I'd have to count.
Right. Okay, so now how do you feel about the other? Now, what was the name, Lindsay? What did you say? Walter Stone? Is that the name of it there?
Walter Stone, yeah.
And they have, so do they have a lot of books there? Like, is it so it's like Barnes & Noble where?
Yeah. But, I mean, but having said that, a lot of their stores over here are actually closing down.
Yes,
because
yeah.
They're not selling as many paperbacks anymore. It's all going to e-books.
See, that's, so I think that maybe in time, I think, you know, with all the apps now and everything, that possibly that everything will be changing and people will start making more money. You know, I don't know. You know, I just, you know, I see everybody's got the same problem. It's, you know, we're all, people are selling books, but they're not selling what they thought they would. But I'm not sure that ever happened unless you really are a best-selling author. That, and Fran, you've had a lot of those people on your show. And
I'm
they
gonna
keep
have
writing.
A whole bunch next week.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Going to have four of them next week, next Wednesday. Laurie Foster and Elizabeth Uhlberg, and on Thursday, Robert DeGoni and MJ Rose, the author of The Memorist. And they've asked for interviews on my show. Patricia Balacco's coming on, Steve Berry's coming on, and a whole bunch of other famous authors in this whole month and next month, too. If you are a mystery writer, let me tell you now, then on May 22nd at 4, Margaret McLean is the president of the American Mystery Writers of America. She's coming on for a one-hour interview, and her publicist said she will answer questions in the chat room. Not call-ins, but she will answer questions if they're good in the chat room.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, that's exciting. She is quite big. Her book is Under Oath. We're going to talk about it. And she said, her publicist said she will answer certain questions in the chat room. So that will be a good show if you are a mystery writer and want to know anything.
See, but one
come.
Of the problems is, which, you know, we said before, is for authors, you know, most of us, you know, having PR people is not a possibility.
Yeah, they
do,
yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
that's one of the problems, you know. So we're doing what we can. You know, we're all trying to get out there. And, you know, I think, you know, actually I'm going to start making some different kind of phone calls than I did before because I, you know, I might as well just say this on the air because I'm beginning to think that if you offer your services for free, they don't think much of you. So I think this is, you know, this is not, you know, my goal has been to always talk to people and try to get them to keep writing. And I think that it would be definitely great if libraries would have me because I've been there, done that. I mean, I have had a lot of things happen. You know, I've been rejected tons of times. And then, you know, any writer that's done this for years, this has happened. So I would definitely be an asset. And if they don't want to have me, or like someone like Sam Oliver, who's a wonderful author. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. I talk to people all day long. And it's, you know, I think what they need to do in the bookstores, I hope somebody would be ever listening to any of my shows, you know, but when I read my regular shows, is that they would pay attention and have some of these people on that are great. They're really, really good authors. This would help everybody. But I'm not so sure every time we offer something for free these days, if that's in our best interest. And I am, this is a whole change of opinion for myself. But I know that I've had somebody in my office, I'm trying to, you know, I had somebody in my office calling libraries in different places because I want to see if it works. And then maybe if it works here, I'd get a program to help other people. But you know what? They're rude. She emailed me and she said they were so rude, it's unbelievable. So I took the number down. I'm going to call myself. I don't think this is right to do to people. So I think we're all in the same boat here, you know. And, I mean, Karen, do you have any ideas, as long as we're on here, that everybody's, you know, the people are here, that you want anybody to do that would help anybody? except for what we're doing?
I think that we're probably already doing what we need to be doing because
right.
some of it we're kind of overdoing a little bit.
Okay, so so one of the things, that's why books to movies will probably, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to promote that because I truly believe that, you know, and somebody had asked me, why is it going to be different this time? Why am I wanting to do this again? Because it's World Castle Publishing are a lot of the authors, and you are a publisher, okay? And I think it's very different because you have already picked good writers. So, and there's a lot of good writers in World Castle. And that's one of the reasons when I decided to do this, I saw everybody saying I'd like to get my movie done. And it's very hard. You can't send to production companies yourself. You just can't. So then that's when I decided, I figured, I think I'm going to just do this again because I'm going to give it another shot because I do believe I'm different than I was several years ago. I have learned a lot more in all these years, you know, and I don't want to give up on this because I do believe that with a lot of these writers, their books should be movies.
Hey, Mark,
yeah.
What's your email address? Where do we send
them? MBA 3308 at AOL.com. It's the only thing in my life that's remained the same. Never change it. Everybody says to me, they all say to me, don't be with AOL. I said, I have been using this address for all these years. I'm not changing it. I have Blogspot. I have all these other things, but this is one address. That is, you know, because I do have even my husband said, you know, the truth is I keep thinking of new ideas because I'm not giving up, so I don't want people to give up. I am an advocate for this. Everybody probably that has heard me knows this. And I want people to keep writing. Even if they don't sell a lot of books, it doesn't matter. Just keep writing. You get better. I really believe that. You know, and Karen, you've taken on a lot of people, and they have second and third books and fourth books, which is really good because that's actually what people need to do. You have to have more than one thing.
Yes.
You know, and that helps a lot. But I think, you know, you're right. We're all in the same boat here, and we're all trying. So, I mean, that's actually what I'm going to do with this. And I think possibly, you know, I will do another one of these where, you know, we can all talk and because I did it really fast because I just saw everybody that was listening, you know, that was emailing everybody else and they were asking me questions. I thought this would be a better time to do it. And then I thought, oh, well, I might as well do it now because I saw Lindsay in there and I know she's probably up. She's not. It's usually a bad time. You know, because she's got to get up.
She's on quite an hour difference from us.
Yes, I think so. So, Lindsay, did you have a good time at least being on a show now that you could be on and talk to us?
Yeah, it's nice to hear everyone's voice.
It's nice to hear your voice also. Very nice. And, you know, and Ashley does shows that, you know, all of us have been on, and that's not Fran, because Fran, it's too late. Fran is early.
It's past my bedtime, but Ashley and I are chatting in the chat room. She's here.
Oh, she is there, too.
She's here. She can't call in. She can't call in from where she is, but she's here. We've been chatting back and forth, yes.
Right. Yeah, because, Ashley's show is good. And Ashley, I was on one of her shows. Somebody, I was listening to one of her shows. It was like 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
She says hi.
Hi. I decided not to go in the chat room because I'm happy we're all on the air. I don't want to lose anybody. Because as we know, this is not my best thing, being on the phones. But I'm getting used to it, so it's all right. You know, so anybody that has questions, you know, like we're going to do this again. So, you know, and next time we do it, like we'll think of topics that we want to talk about because I think it's, you know, everybody has questions for each other. And I've noticed though some people aren't on the World Castle to see what's going on. They're not checking in, a lot of people. So I think that maybe would be, you know, Karen, how do they feel about that? I mean, I know everybody, I don't like to be on all day, but do you think maybe if you email them and say once in a while some of the people should be on there because it would help them to know what we're all doing. I mean, I'm sure Sheldon will agree.
I don't know what you get, but when somebody makes an initial post in our section, I always get an email.
Me too.
But
yeah, me too.
Because I'm an administrator. I don't know, but...
But do you think that people are not... Maybe they're just... Sometimes you can shut off who you get in. You know what I mean? Who
That's
you're
a
getting
good possibility.
Messages. But if they're doing that, maybe if you could remind them that this would be good,
would be good
help
to them.
To them?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's a Facebook thing. Some people don't like to get a bunch of emails.
Okay. I know. But the thing is, though, then they don't know what we're doing and they can't get help from everybody. I think it's very, you know, I think it's a lot of help. And Sheldon is out there daily promoting everybody. So I think
I know, maybe, I see that.
Yeah. So I think maybe if there's something, maybe you could, you know, maybe even on your contract, say, you know, there's a website, maybe because they don't pay attention, maybe there's a website that check in every so often to see what people are saying.
Well, no, I don't require them to be part of that on the
no,
contract.
No, but I'm not saying you're requiring, but maybe say as an added note, like, you know, we have this and to help you, you know, because it is a big help to hear what other people say sometimes. You know, and a lot of times people get depressed if they're not selling, but maybe if they realize that we're all in the same boat here, you know, it might, you know, it's
yeah,
just
well, some,
yeah.
Some of them even get depressed even when they get on and see that nobody else is selling too.
I know. Well, you know, but we try to make them feel better. Then they could call me or come on my show. And everybody, it's not just this group, it's everywhere. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's really important for people to know that. Sheldon, do you agree that maybe they're not wanting to hear all of this or, you know, it would be a good idea?
I don't know. I know I see people on the World Castle group, and some of them are doing pretty well, and some of us are doing okay, and
well,
others
not,
you never hear from.
That, not, no, not right. I think the ones we don't hear from, like I know that I, like today, I emailed like about 20 different people separately, just so they know, and they're not on, but they have questions. So I didn't know what else I could possibly do. I emailed them separately, you know, because I knew they weren't on that, but I wanted them to know that there was a show. I know it's for short notice, so I will do it again, you know.
And
Ashley,
still, some
if
people
Ashley
can't do it in the middle of the day either.
No, I know that, and I even wrote to them. They can just come on in a minute and maybe, you know, but listen, a lot of these people, they're, you know what, I know they say that, but they're on, they're doing emails all the time. You could see when they're on. You know, so I thought that they have questions, at least for 5 minutes, they could come in and talk to, you know what I mean? Or, is Ashley still in there? Is Ashley?
Yes, she is. She's.
Ask
you know,
Ashley.
I really just thinking, yeah, Ashley is there, yeah.
So
she's
Ashley,
been listening.
If maybe on a Friday night, maybe the two of us will do a show together, and maybe we can get World Castle people in so we'll all talk about different things. Ask her if she'd like to do something like that.
I'm writing that right now.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Maybe if you focused on more, she said, maybe if you focused on one particular question or two questions that people have that are common, you know, for each show, maybe not 1,000 different questions. Maybe they want to know which blogs are the best, where to post your books,
right.
Or how to get it more out, how to get it out there on Amazon, or is there a local newspaper that would, you know, talk to different, you know, authors and feature them if you're in a
right. That's what I do on my
like
other
that.
Shows. Right. This was primarily
yeah.
just for books to movies because I wasn't able
yeah.
to do it. You know, but
maybe there's
yeah,
one
I,
specific
I,
question they have that they want answered about.
I think you know. I think mostly everybody should probably agree is that marketing. Marketing. It's horrible. It's very difficult. And Virginia has a lot of things on her site and all of the. We try for marketing because it's really that's the toughest thing for all of us is marketing. So I think that, okay, I'm going to end the show soon. Does anybody have anything else to ask? And so, yeah, I think Ashley's right. If they can let, you know, we can figure out some, you know, or Karen,
okay.
If you get a lot of questions that you think people
yeah.
are wanting to know, maybe if you email it to me or Ashley, we can do it on the show.
To be honest with you, I bet you Joanne gets more questions than I do.
Well, okay, she's coming on a show soon with Jack Remick. We're going to talk about screenwriting, though. Yeah, I get a lot. I do too. I get a lot of questions. I just, you know, and I try to answer it. And I try, you know, I want people to listen to not only my show, but like Fran has, you know, Fran, you had Iris Johansson on, and she was just on a blog special. She was on.
Yeah, well, she was with Haley Daly. I know
yeah,
Haley put
know,
it on my
you know,
on my that, on my thing. Yeah.
And I'm thinking that maybe people don't realize like Fran has really some, you know. Best-selling authors on, and
yeah.
Fran's show is strictly book review. My show is, we all know, it's whatever happens on that day, that show. We never quite know, because that's me, you know, but Ashley's, you know, has her show, but no, so I do shows like this, you know, and so does Virginia, and Virginia and I will do a show if anybody topics, I will do it, you know, so let me know, okay? So tell Ashley if somebody has topics, they could let me know, and I'll try to do a show on it. All right, and I'm so happy that we had this at least so people will understand. And maybe I'll put this out there for if people ask me questions. You know, I just hate to do that to you. That's why I wanted more people to do this so they could hear what I say. I don't know everything. I just know that I keep trying. That's one of the things that I do, you know. So is there anybody else who wants to ask a question?
I'm asking her again.
Okay.
I even told Marcia that I would do, you know, for a nominal charge. She said this Friday. I said no, not this Friday.
Who said that?
Ashley wants to know when you want to do a show with her. Which Friday?
Who knows? I'm doing a show Friday with Willow.
She said she
in the afternoon at night. Willow. Does she have anything at night? I could.
At night. I'm doing this right now. I'm typing. Okay. My little typing fingers are typing and asking her if she wants to do that with you.
We can do it another week.
Media
we can do it another
too.
What?
If anybody needs a media kit, I don't charge a lot of money, but I can do that for you also to get something done. Since I get tons of them from best-selling authors, I think I can figure out how to do it.
No, well, you know how to do it. You did it already. I mean,
I've done it before.
Yeah, Virginia has all the videos, and you know, and Lindsay does covers for people, and Willow will format if people have other books, you know, that aren't with World Castle, you know, our children's books or something. Oh, she hasn't done children's.
Yeah,
books.
I'm thinking about that also. Oh, she just asked. Tell Lindsay, I'm gonna let you come into my group as soon as I'm off the air.
Great.
In case she can't hear me. Okay. She just asked, okay, are you there? She just asked to join reviewing your book. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you in as soon as we're done. No problem.
Right.
Karen,
Ashley wants to know if Thursday is okay for a show with her.
When, Thursday?
She said maybe we would need to be maybe on a Thursday, she said. Fridays are all booked up. She might have you never know what Ashley's going to do.
Yeah, Thursday, I have show. Yeah, that's true, because I got a lot. I have a show Friday, and tomorrow I don't think I could do one because I want to get this all done, and that's why Jeff is coming in to help me out here. So,
yeah, next Thursday, I'm having my show from 4 to 6,
yes.
And we've got to pray that time.
Aren't you on my, you're on my net, you're on my.
You're net, great. Yeah, Robert Jagoni and MJ Rose, that's going to be fun. Well, it's
going to
be really interesting.
I'll talk to her about this, but Willow will be on. We'll talk about one thing. You know, there is a lot of help out there for people. That was one of the things that, you know, in the World Castle, I don't really realize that people, some of the people don't know, because a lot of us have been doing this together for a lot of the time. So they don't know any of us, the newer writers. So maybe, you know, if we write something in there, Sheldon, do you notice that maybe they don't know any of us? Maybe, I don't know. You know, I don't.
Well, I have a few of the newer writers that aren't even in the group yet.
Yeah, all right. Because, I mean, maybe they feel funny coming in. But if they can, you know, email me or whatever, and, I, you know, they can come on shows too, you know.
Writers are never shy.
Yes, some are. Some are.
Well, we
they
do
are.
Have a few that are.
Oh, a lot.
Oh, they are.
That was sarcastic. A lot of them are very shy.
Yeah, and that's why I have my
me,
shows.
So.
Yeah, that's why, like, when I put a show out sometimes, I know some people are. And so I take 4 or 5 people, and then they come on again with, you know, maybe not as many people, because I don't want them to feel they have to talk if they don't want to. You know, and at the beginning of the show, nobody was on, so I was talking, which I don't know if I can cut that out. I don't know what to do. Nobody was on except me, which is not good, so what can I say? I was already on last night, you know, but I just, you know, that's how I am. I am kind of a spur-of-the-moment type person when I say, oh, I got an idea. I have ideas every day. So that's why when I looked at the World Castle today, I went, oh, and I need to talk to people because I, you know, I think this is a better way to do it.
Did I lose the call?
Hey, Marcia.
Hello. Sheldon, I think did we lose Marcia?
I think so.
I think we
did.
We lost her mid-sentence.
This is Karen, right? Hi.
Yes, this is Karen. Hi, Fran.
This is Fran. By the way, I have to tell you, the cover for Bad Choices is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I had a heck of a time taking that cross out.
I know. Well, you know what? I would have gotten in big trouble for that one. The cross just didn't seem to belong there. But I can't wait to get it edited, and I can't wait to get it out there, because I told my niece that she doesn't know it for her birthday in August. I'm hoping to present her in person with a copy of the book.
Oh, we should have it out long before then.
I'm hoping it's good because I'm writing the third one as we speak. in between 700, I'm getting at least 50 books to review. It's scary. I'm afraid to open the door to find out what he just dropped out there.
Uh-oh.
I think Candy O'Donnell's on here too. I'm not sure. Did we lose Marcia? Is she
no,
here?
No. Yeah. No. I'm on again.
You go.
I'm
we are
on again.
Yeah. Yeah. They.
We've been carrying on. Don't worry.
Good.
We've
good.
Got
I know they.
Candy O'Donnell
they said
is on.
They said
Candy
I've talked
in
enough.
The chat room here.
They said I've talked enough. I think. Rid of me. All right.
You have
thank
some
you
new
all.
People here too. Thank
you. Thank you so much, Lindsay. It was great talking to you. Really nice talking to you. Because
Lindsay,
you know,
send me your book.
I've sent you a friend request as well. If you mail me your address, I'll get it over to you.
Okay.
I will. That's fine, and I'll tell you where to send it. No problem.
Okay. All right. Okay, and everybody, thank you for being on, and we'll see how this goes. And if you have questions, you know, let me know. And if people want to, you know, do books to movies, let them, you know, come to me, and we're going to try this, you know. It's worth a shot, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, all right.
Thanks,
thank you so much. All right. Take care. Thank you,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.